Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jury deliberations have concluded for the day in the hush money criminal trial. Jurors return tomorrow and have made requests to the judge for a read back on testimony and judge's instructions. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
The jury seems focused on the Trump Tower meeting in August of 2015, where prosecutors say the alleged scheme to corrupt the 2016 election was hatched, involving Trump and Cohen and Pecker. And the jury wants to hear Pecker's testimony about the meeting and what Michael Cohen said about the meeting.
Israel is facing growing international criticism following the deadly airstrike in Rafah. An Israeli government official says the war in Gaza could last at least until the end of the year. The U.S. pushing for a ceasefire and hostage release deal now. Nissan has issued a do-not-drive warning for 84,000 of its older model vehicles, the company says, due to recalled airbags and the risk of shrapnel when deployed. This is ABC News. A spectacular sight in Iceland as one of the country's volcanoes erupts again.
It's the fifth time now since December that a volcano has erupted in the country's southwestern corner. It's come following a series of earthquakes north of Grindavik, the coastal town of 3,800 that was largely evacuated at the end of last year. This latest flow is shooting some 165 feet into the air from a fissure about a mile and a half long. It's also triggered the evacuation of the popular Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa. The airport remains open. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The state trial of David DePapp, the man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi, gets underway today. DePapp faces charges of attempted murder of former speaker's husband during a break-in of their home in 2022 and was sentenced on federal charges earlier this week. Three-time Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas has withdrawn from the U.S. gymnastic competition in Fort Worth this weekend. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
100.9 WRCO. Diamond rings and old bar stools. One's for queens and one's for fools. One's the future and one's the past. One's forever and one won't last. It ain't like midnight and cigarette smoke. It ain't like watered down whiskey and coke. I guess some things just don't mix like you hope. Like me and you. And diamond rings and no bar stools. The wrongs and rights, the highs and lows. The I love yous, the I told you so. Few miles to wherever's home. Another morning waking up alone. It ain't like midnight and cigarette smoke. It ain't like watered down whiskey and coke. I guess some things just don't mix like you hope.
Thank you.
like you hope, like me and you. Diamond rings and no bar stools.
ABC News this hour is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Supplies for cows to ferrets and everything in between.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Coming up later this hour, we'll have an early evening news followed by a high school sports Richland Center in Mount Horeb. And those two teams doing battle in the WIAA baseball tournament, trying to see who will move on.
And blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church is where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1, June 1st. The Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there. Ready, come.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
WRCO 100.9.
Feel the wind coming off your breath. Your curves ain't slowing me down. Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
You're fire, I'm lightning. We're burning at the core. Falling and crashing, girl, we're a perfect storm. Every time our hearts collide, I can feel love come to life. It's the same, baby. We're like thunder and rain.
Like a hurricane, we shake these walls like an earthquake.
Hear the rumble in your chest, feel the wind coming off your breath away. Calling out my name makes me hard to contain. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core. Falling and crashing, girl, we're a perfect storm. Every time our hearts collide, I can feel love come to life. It's the same. Like thunder in the rain. We're like thunder in the rain. You're fire, I'm lightning, we're burning at the core. Girl, we're a perfect storm.
in my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun. Don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Join us for Breakfast on the Farm. It's the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 1st, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Level Acres Dairy, LLC, the Putz family. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and to top it off, an ice cream sundae. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, and a petting zoo. Milking will be live-streamed to watch all morning. Adults just $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. Look for signs posted along the road, plenty of on-site parking. Follow the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast on Facebook as well. We hope to see you there Saturday, June 1st for the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast at Level Acres Dairy, LLC.
This is Christopher Clark from Southwest Wisconsin Pullers, and we invite you to attend our pulling events this summer. We'd like to thank our 2024 sponsors, Dan's Diesel Performance, Cardinal CG, Amsoil, Simpson's Tractor, Utter Brothers Creamery, Myers Excavating, Hillsboro Equipment, Jim Goplin and LG Seeds, and Kleppe Grain Service. You can find out more about our upcoming pulling events on our website, southwestwipullers.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsborough Equipment in Hillsborough, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroughequipment.com.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Looking for a rewarding job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for multiple hotel housekeeping positions. They have openings for just Sundays, weekends, and part-time positions, offering up to 5 shifts a week. Applicants age 16 and up are welcome to apply. To join the team, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Don't miss out on this chance to work in a beautiful resort setting.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union. News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Jury deliberations have concluded for the day in the hush money criminal trial. Jurors return tomorrow and have made requests to the judge for a read back on testimony and judge's instructions. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse.
The jury seems focused on the Trump Tower meeting in August of 2015, where prosecutors say the alleged scheme to corrupt the 2016 election was hatched, involving Trump and Cohen and Pecker. And the jury wants to hear Pecker's testimony about the meeting and what Michael Cohen said about the meeting.
Israel is facing growing international criticism following the deadly airstrike in Rafah. An Israeli government official says the war in Gaza could last at least until the end of the year. The U.S. pushing for a ceasefire and hostage release deal now. Nissan has issued a do-not-drive warning for 84,000 of its older model vehicles, the company says, due to recalled airbags and the risk of shrapnel when deployed. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV & Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, in Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608 733
239-4440.
WRCO's early evening news is sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A home exploded in Middleton last night, killing someone inside. Authorities shut down Capitol View Road at about 11 o'clock. Smoke and flames could be seen for blocks away. Photos from the scene show the house just disseminated. Authorities haven't released whether they found a cause of the explosion or the name of the person who died. A crash in downtown Madison turned deadly yesterday. Madison police say someone was driving the wrong way on East Washington Avenue around noon, closing one of the city's busiest streets for about 2 hours. They believe that car hit an SUV, and the SUV hit a parked car with no one inside. One person died and 2 others were hurt. A Madison judge will decide whether to restore collective bargaining rights many public sector workers in Wisconsin lost under Act 10. Attorney Jacob Carabel argued yesterday that Act 10 illegally gives police and firefighters more rights than other public workers.
Act 10 created 2 categories of public employees. The distinction that Act 10 created between these groups of employees lacks a rational basis.
In oral arguments yesterday, attorney Stephen Carl Kilpatrick argued lawmakers were within their rights to treat police and firefighters differently.
The legislature decided that this passage of Act 10 could create labor disruption. And what it decided was that there were certain job categories that it could not live without.
Republicans say Act 10 has survived other court challenges over the years. There's no timeline for the judge's ruling. It is likely the lawsuit will eventually make its way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where liberal justices hold a 5-3 majority. Applicants to serve as judge for the Crawford County Circuit Court are being sought. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Lynn M. Ryder's retirement, effective July 31st. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st, 2025. The application can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website at evers.wi.gov. Email a completed application form and supporting materials to govjudicialappointments@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 Monday evening, June 3rd. Applicants with questions about the judicial selection process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at 608-266-1212. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. Eric Savino is an advocate for struggling families. He says the USDA couldn't raise benefits adequately.
We will lose more and more touch with the actual habits and patterns of buying things in American society. And so SNAP will not keep up with that and likely result in people having fewer benefits.
The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. 70% of American adults say they're more worried about their children's mental health than their physical well-being. Psychiatrist Deborah Fernandez-Turner recommends online depression screenings.
It is really a great way to get support, and the earlier you seek treatment and the earlier you seek support, the easier it's going to be to get that support.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week now. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well. There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
He says people in Wisconsin want to take the train. Saturday was National Missing Children's Day. The USA Today Network in Wisconsin reports that there are more than 30 missing children in the state. Some have been missing for decades, others in the last year, and at least 10 children have gone missing since February. A special Madison graduate now has her diploma. Her name is Sarah Wells, and she's 92 years old. She had to leave high school more than 70 years ago to help her mom at work. Last year, she asked her daughter to take her to Madison College so she could enroll in classes. She's the oldest person to graduate from the college with a high school equivalency. Now, she's headed to college. She's planning to audit classes at UW-Madison. Great musical entertainment that recognizes and honors the heroes who serve to keep our country free will be coming to Reedsburg. American Legion Post 350 will be hosting the tribute to the veterans Molly B. Stage Show at the Cal Center Saturday. Richard Knuth is the events coordinator for American Legion Post 350.
This is a tribute to the veterans that Molly and her cast is putting on. So if you're a veteran or a non-veteran or anybody in the public and wants to see a nice show and enjoy themselves of 2.5 hours of enjoyment and happy music, this is the place you want to be.
Ticket prices are $34 and $36. Profits that American Legion Post 350 receive from the event is used for worthy causes.
A lot of our monies that we do have all stays in the area. We basically give it all back out to the community. And we do support Camp American Legion up in Rhinelander. They're a camp where when you come back from military and you come back from war and issues overseas, you have a place to go and kind of wind down with your families and at no charge to the veteran. And if there's a person in need in the community that's a veteran, we've paid rent already, we've paid the LP bills, and we make sure that they get the monies to keep going.
Molly B. is well known as the host of the popular Molly B. Polka Party TV show and is a multi-instrumentalist award-winning vocalist. Her upcoming show is for everyone to come and enjoy.
One thing we do want to point out, as much as we stress this, that this is the show is for the veterans, we are honoring them in our show. And we're doing songs we hope they can relate to. But the show truly is for the public, from a child through an elderly adult. And it's going to have a variety of music, from polkas to waltzes to songs. Like my brother's singing an Elvis tune. And we're doing some jazz tunes. We're doing an Andrew Sisters number. We're doing our military tribute. We have such a variety. I don't want someone to go, well, I'm not a veteran. I don't know a veteran. Well, that's absolutely no reason not to attend this. It's going to really be a great show. I started working on it in February. That's how much time I put into this. So I'm really excited finally have it come to fruition.
The show will have other entertainment as well.
We have three comedians that are part of the act as well. I mean, it really is a variety show meant for everybody, and people don't leave disappointed. They just don't. It's always a good show.
The tribute to the veterans Molly B. Stage Show will be held at the Cal Center in Reedsburg Saturday starting at 1. Tickets priced at $34 and $36 can be purchased online at Molly B.'s website, mollyb.com, or by calling Richard Knuth at 608-393-7314. Food will also be available for purchase at the event. The owners of the Mount Olympus Amusement Park in Wisconsin Dells say they have the tallest water slide in the world. It's called The Fall, and it's 145 feet high. It's one of 5 new water slides that opened to the public Memorial Day weekend. Milwaukee's traditional July 3rd fireworks show at Veterans Park is canceled this year. The County Parks Department blames a lack of sponsors. The fireworks cost about $350,000 alone, with another $20,000 for staffing and related costs.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at Hillside Cemetery following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4. Jerry R. Rowe, 80 of Platteville, formerly of Muscadet. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg, died Thursday at the Reedsburg Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Farmer Angels Network or the Lime Ridge Methodist Church. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg. Judith A. Shell, 84 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Judith A. Shell, 84 of Richland Center. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58 of Ithaca, died Sunday at Meritor Hospital after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Keysville Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 8, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to Walk with Grace or to the family. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58, of Ithaca. Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The family is encouraging those in attendance to wear red or Wisconsin Badgers apparel in honor of Margaret's love for the Wisconsin Badgers. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the River Valley Music Boosters or Spring Green Art Fair. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret Purim Johnson, 88, of Spring Green. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly yesterday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 7th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, June 7th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76, of Richland Center.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. The sunshine was out and temperatures scraped 70. And tonight, we stay clear and we drop cool, falling here to the mid-40s. Up north in the Northwoods, there's a frost advisory, and we're just days away from June. After a crisp night and a high-pressure system building overhead, winds will be calm, temperatures will be warmer, and we'll have blue skies tomorrow with sunshine in abundance as highs tap the low 70s. A few clouds will build in by tomorrow night, and we'll fall cooler again to the upper 40s. Then, the next system sits on our back doorstep,
bringing more and more clouds for Friday, darkening in the day and dampening it by night. High temperatures will soar to the upper 70s, becoming more seasonal, but the fact that more rain is moving in is not really on the top of many people's lists right now. Mainly overnight, Friday night, and into Saturday, a few spotty showers will linger early. But otherwise, I do think we'll have a mainly dry weekend. We've got a lot of systems in the mix, and a lot of things keep changing. But here's what I'm thinking. Those spotty showers clear out of here early Saturday. The sun starts to peek out. It's actually going to be a nice day, with highs in the mid-70s. I think for Sunday, we'll see some more clouds out there, but it'll be warmer, with highs soaring to the low 80s. But with the warm front nearby, I do think it's going to be a damp and dreary Monday. I'm talking showers and thunderstorms on and off, widespread throughout the entire day. Because as the cold front moves through on Tuesday, I think the afternoon, with highs in the mid-80s, and partly sunny skies and the summer-like warmth, once that cold front smacks into it, we're going to see some showers to probably strong to severe storms taking aim for us by Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a partly cloudy 69 degrees and 71 our high today. Our morning low was 46. Yesterday's high 64 and we saw 0.2 inches of rain. Record high 91 set in 2018, a record low 28 in 1965. Last year on this date, our high was 82, our low 50. Sunset today at 8:32, sunrise tomorrow at 5:25. No precipitation today, the barometer down to 30.17 and light winds out of the north. Again, it's 69 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Brewers will be playing ball tonight. Bryce Wilson starts against the Cubs. It's the third game of the four-game series. Chicago won last night 6-3 in 10 innings. The team says injured Packers tight end Tucker Kraft should be good to go for the 24 NFL season. Kraft tore a pectoral muscle while working out. He's expected to be sidelined until summer training camp. Kraft was wearing a sling during organized team activities last week following surgery. He will wear it for the next 4 to 6 weeks. Kraft caught 31 passes for 355 yards and 2 touchdowns during his rookie season. He played more than 80% of Green Bay's offensive snaps during the first 9 games in 2023. You've won a couple of NBA MVP awards, been named Defensive Player of the Year, and brought an NBA championship to Milwaukee after 50 years. What's next? Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo still has mountains to climb. The big one could be ownership of a professional basketball team. While watching the EuroLeague championships, he reportedly told his agent in front of a reporter he could buy a pro team in Greece. If that doesn't work out, he could pursue at least a part ownership in the Milwaukee Bucks after his playing career is over. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools and Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Today, WIAA regional baseball action from Pickering Park in Muscadet. The Riverdale Chieftains are taking on the Iowa Grand Panthers, and we have the game for you on WRCO Sports today, following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show here on the radio.
Wrap up your spring with Vitesnik Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Vitesnik cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Did you know that 86% of people in rural America still use the telephone book? Don't miss your chance to reach them. Get your business listed in the Richland County phone book. Call Henry today at 608-485-1201 and secure your spot before the deadline on May 25th. Don't miss out. Be where your customers are looking. Call now.
Experience the joy flowers can bring at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. You'll find a wonderful selection of hanging baskets and patio plants that are sure to please. Make someone smile with beautiful fresh-cut flowers. Pick from ready-to-go bouquets, or we can create a one-of-a-kind arrangement for you. Honor the memory of loved ones with custom silk floral arrangements, specially designed for cemetery urns and monuments. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
What's important to you and your family is very important to us, the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. I'm Nick Hodge, a funeral service that truly celebrates and captures all the special aspects of a loved one's life, honors the whole family, and starts the journey of healing. It's why we make working closely with you a priority at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet, online at prattfuneralservice.com.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet. Open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
We'll be right back in just a moment here on WRCO.
Buying a new home? Selling? Refinancing?
What was that?
You're going to be asked to purchase title insurance. Get on the web, do a little research on what you're paying for, and then request a title company from your sales agent or banker. Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC, inviting you to visit our website at titleworks-rc.com. In our industry, if our job is done properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 647-7900.
Welcome to Mount Horeb as we broadcast live today from WRCO Sports. WIAA Regional Baseball coming your way today as the Hornets take on the Mount Horeb Vikings. Hornets come in with a record of 6-11, while Mount Horeb is at 14-8, and similar trails here to get to this place as both teams have played similar opponents, namely the Portage Warriors, whom the Hornets defeated by a score of 2-1. Back on Thursday, May 23rd, to get to this point. For the Mount Horeb Vikings on the other side, they played Portage and scored an 11-5 win, but also lost to Portage by a score of 2-0 that same week. So they also played River Valley. River Valley was an opponent back on Saturday, May 11th, and it was 9-8 with the win going the way of Mount Horeb over the Blackhawks of River Valley. So pretty good resume for Mount Horeb. They're coached by Ryan Finley, and we're just ahead of action here today. The Hornets hoping to do the same as they did in Portage, keep the game close and see what happens in the game's finale. Both teams warming up, continuing here and getting ready for the ball game today. We hope you enjoy it this afternoon, courtesy of our area merchants and businesses. This is High School Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs, whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Managers are changing lineups right now, getting ready for today, meeting with the umpires at home plate as both teams get ready to battle here in the WIA playoffs. The game that was canceled yesterday, or postponed, we should say, and moved to today. Richland Center on the bus a couple of times yesterday on the way here before turning around and getting the official word that they would be playing today instead. So today they'll await this game, or I should say Reedsburg will await its opponent. Reedsburg on the other side of the bracket after last night's 1-0 nine-inning victory over Sauk Prairie. Also, Lodi was a winner last night by a score of 11-2 over Mauston. They'll be playing in action today and playing at 5 o'clock, getting underway against Edgewood, which knocked off Platteville last night 20-0. Winners of these games will be moving on to face-off coming up in action at Portage High School. That's at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, and then also at 1 o'clock with a sectional champion to be crowned at 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. And, of course, you're a couple of wins away from state. You win regional games today and tomorrow in this WIAA tournament. The state tournament a couple of weeks away, and that will be held again this year at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. That's what you play for. Beautiful day here. Lots of fans filing in for the action. And going over the ground rules right now, but the big park, no signage on the outfield fence to let us know the distances there. And it is a very breezy day, too. The wind is kind of blowing in a little bit from left field today. So it's breezier than I thought it would be today at Mount Hora. But that's the hand we're dealt. That's what's going on. And the same advantage or disadvantage for both teams. But ball that could be, the wind could affect the ball in play as it's hit. In a pit in that left field area, it might get knocked down a little bit. So one of the things we're looking at here today as far as the ground rules. We'll have more coming up from Mount Hood. After these words, we'll have first pitch time. You're listening to High School Baseball Today, WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to partner with Southwest Tech's Need for Nurses program. There is a shortage of nurses in our area, and we're working with other hospitals to open pathways to nursing education. In addition to offering nursing internships for students working toward a nursing degree, the Richland Hospital and Clinics also offers scholarships and tuition reimbursement to help our nurses pursue further education. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
He stuck out Mount Horeb on the third base side. We'll share with you the batting order for the Richland Center Hornets. Leading off, center fielder number 11, Brady Dosh. Hitting second, Wes Bosworth, number 23, playing first base today. Pitcher number 14, Lane Miller, hitting third, followed by the catcher number 17, Jacob McDonald. Ethan Haney, the left fielder, number 8, follows. And then hitting number 6 is Cole Wassinger, wearing number 6 and playing shortstop. Also hitting seventh, Isaac Gall, number 25, playing third base. Batting next is designated hitter Teague Perkins, number 24. On the other side of the lineup card is Darius Salazar, who is in right field, and Avery McGlynn at second base, wearing number 7 and batting.